Hello, welcome to Bromance Burrito, Season 1, Episode 3. I'm Luke.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Cedric.
So, today we're gonna have a few topics. We're gonna talk about the YBN, NBA Youngboy shooting, and the 2019 XXL Freshman List. I think we're gonna have to go with the Freshman List first. So, Evan is gonna read off the names because I don't keep up with these rappers. I listen to my own kind of style. It's like between R&B and like just feels kind of shit, I'd say. So, Evan, you listen to a lot of these guys. So for
Luke and others who don't know who's on the XXL freshman list for 2019, it's Comethazine, Tierra Whack, DaBaby, Lil Muzi, Roddy Rich, YB and Cordae, YK Oris, Rico Nasty, Gunna, Megan Thee Stallion, and last but not least, Blueface.
And we're going to talk about, for the people that we know on that list, we're going to talk about if we agree and disagree. And let's start off with a little boy, Blueface. What do you think about him being in that freshman list?
Just from how popular he got, I feel like they had to have him on the list.
They didn't have to.
Well, just the XXL freshman list is clout. Upcoming rappers.
And clout people.
Yeah.
I disagree with Blueface, honestly. Get rap on the fucking beat!
I know, I can't listen to him.
I can't either, and I don't understand.
I guess if we're at a party and like we're all dancing and shit, maybe, but like after like one song, then I'm done with them.
And I find with a couple of his songs, the rap, like the beat, is way more overpowering than his voice. Like the beat's louder than his voice is. You gotta like balance it out. Like you gotta have the. Sometimes you should have a heavier beat than your voice, but that's you gotta balance that out. You can't just be mumbled in the background. The beat is supposed to be the background noise, not the front.
Yeah, but I do like his beats though.
Comethazine. I definitely agree with that. He's been killing it. I like his songs a lot, and. Cedric doesn't know any of these people.
Because
anyone else?
Because we're gonna keep rubbing in these on this phone yet.
Shut up! Jesus! Oh my gosh!
I've only heard a couple of these rappers' names.
I know most of them. Like,
sure. I've heard Gunna.
I agree with DaBaby on the list.
I've heard a couple of his songs. Lil Mosey, I've heard of him.
Lil Mosey. He kind of fell off after Kamikaze. One song he had. Like, there's other songs that definitely hasn't blown up as much as the other ones.
Well, maybe this will help him out. And, I mean, the rest of them, I've never heard any of them.
I think most people know who YB and Cordae is.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, you've heard the song Kung Fu by him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, so I think you'd do it very well, because I've heard some of his freestyles on different podcasts.
They're pretty good.
And then, Rico Nasty, she's good. She's kind of like a female Skrillex.
Skrillex?
Skrillex, yeah. Like, she, like, screams on, like, not, like, all the time.
6ix9ine had ass.
but she's more definitely more tolerable than 6ix9ine, if you've heard her music before.
6ix9ine this and 6ix9ine that.
And Gunna is just a rip-off Lil Baby.
That's facts.
Like, some of them I've never heard of, like YK Oris and Megan Thee Stallion.
Another topic we need to talk about. 6ix9ine got his lawsuit dropped, I heard. It was like a couple $1 million and it got dropped. And he only has like 30 years in jail.
Only.
Well, I mean, that's not that bad.
Wow.
It is, but like.
I think, like we said in the other podcast, it's still 30 years and your career is over, basically. Cause
your career is in the garbage.
Because if you have as much tattoos as 6ix9ine does, it's just so hard finding a job.
Yeah.
Unless
you're going to be a tattoo artist, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Don't mind that noise. It's just two friends of ours right there in the couch.
Ooh, say Evan's brother. We shouldn't...
Yeah.
Miles, come here, buddy. Come say hi.
Okay.
Come
on.
What's going on, Miles?
Hi. Hi there.
What do you think about music? What do you listen to, buddy?
Who's your favorite artist right now?
In rap?
Yeah, right now.
Who do you listen to?
It's a tough one. I'd rather be, I don't know, Los Guys.
Los Guys,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
Los Guys, or honestly, I just like all rap.
What's one of your favorite songs right now?
Nameless by Lil Tiki.
I don't think I've heard of him.
No.
Me
either. I don't think I've heard the song either. Well, that's nice.
Oh, thank you, Miles.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you, Thomas? Here's Thomas. Come up here.
This is first time Thomas.
Hello.
Here.
This is Thomas Jansen.
Yeah.
Plug yourself, buddy. Plug yourself.
What is it? What do you mean by that?
Like
Instagram or
Snapchat?
Oh,
choose
Snapchat.
One.
Oh.
Choose one.
My Snapchat is TJansen1616.
How you spell it?
TJANSSEN1616.
Alright,
what's Instagram?
Alright, my Instagram?
I said one or the other. Come on.
TJansen_16.
Alright, what do you listen to? Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist right now?
You have to choose one. You can pick one of them.
I would have to say either Gunna or Lil Baby. I like their
ripoffs.
No, like their, I like the rhythm and their style.
Unidentical twins.
Yeah, like that. That's why they work together so well, because they sound so similar.
Yeah, like their collab for solo dates.
I haven't listened to any of them.
That was pretty good.
What are your favorite songs right now?
My favorite songs probably be either by Peons by
Peons by YG.
Peons by YG.
All
and
these
then,
says Peons. You stuff where?
True religion.
I don't know.
Wonderful.
Code Purple, I'd say.
Alright.
Thank you.
That was all wonderful, right. Thomas.
Alright, now let's talk about the YBN shooting.
Yeah. So, or NBA.
Or NBA, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, NBA Youngboy, he was in a shooting with T Grizzly a while ago. I think I've mentioned this before. And it killed some dude named Muhammad something.
Muhammad Jardy.
Yeah.
Jardy. So
he was in the crossfire. Man got popped.
So I'll read you the article on XXL. This is what it says: YBN boy, NBA young boy.
YBN boy.
Is sitting in the East Baton Lounge LA jail after being detained for a possible shooting. The probation violation in connection to the shooting he was involved in Miami last week. This article came out May 19th, 2019. During the incident, an innocent bystander, Muhammad Jardy, was age 43, was shot and killed, according to NBA. So I keep saying, yeah, he has NBA.
Yeah, you kept saying YBN.
NBA's lawyer. The rapper wishes the shooters got him instead of Jardy.
Yeah, I heard that too. So right now he's in jail, but I also heard he can be put out on house for a year or something like that.
House arrest for a year?
Yeah, something like that. Imagine being locked in your house for a year. God
it's basically
damn.
Well, it's better than jail.
Well, not.
Because you have like that's your house.
Man's gonna have to buy all new equipment and a little studio in his house.
Yeah, so that. What about school year? How's your school year?
School year has ended for us Canadians. Americans got off a while ago.
Yeah, God love Canadian education. It's free though.
It's shit.
It's
though.
Free.
It's shit though.
You know what's even better? Healthcare.
No, because then you gotta like, you know how many times I take a yearly hospital trip. Let's be honest here. This year was being hit by a car. Last year was. Doesn't matter. Pretty sure last year was because I got a pole through my head.
Oh, what?
And a couple concussions.
What?
You guys, I never told you about that. I have a scar on the back of my head right here. Feel it.
No, what's that story?
Oh, here. I'll pull up a picture on my mom's Instagram.
How'd that happen?
It was a little rainy that day. I was sitting on the curb. I went to go stand up, and I slipped and got a pole in the back of my head.
Damn.
And Miles is shitting his pants laughing. I gotta go way down for that, man. I've had four concussions.
How's your school year, Cedric?
I'm just floating right now. I'm just kidding, I'm not floating. No, my dad will kill me if I was floating.
He's implying that he's not high. Okay, anyway, go on, Cedric.
Alright, so, school year was actually fun. Nah, I gotta lie. There were some bad ones. Not really for me, but like for some of my friends.
Oh, you gotta love school beef.
And
it's the best when you're watching it.
Yeah, especially the end of the month, the end of the school month.
Year.
That's usually when every drama occurs. Like, there's so many dramas right now.
So many dramas.
You're just sitting there with your friend. Look, who do you think is gonna win this one?
I know. That's literally me. Every time I see like a person gathering, I just join.
Who you got your bets on?
I know. I join in, and I usually know the person.
Or like when you're late to the, or like when you're late to like the when you're late to the mix up. Ooh, that looks bad. Luke just showed us a picture of when he hit his head off the pole.
That's bloody.
Yeah, I'm gonna show
it. It looks so cute though.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah, as I was saying, when you like, it's funny when you're late to like the.
Oh,
the
shit.
I know.
It's when you're late to like
the fight.
Yeah, you go up to your friends like, who's fighting?
And usually ask, yo, who has the video?
Yeah,
that's the biggest question. The biggest questions are at school are, yo, you got a dollar? Or, yo, have you seen the video?
Do you got a bus ticket?
Yeah. You got a bus ticket? Yeah. Yo, you got a vape?
Yo, you have food?
Yeah, you have food.
I know.
25 cents.
Anything.
Everyone be broke out here.
Yeah. And, like, can you buy me food? Instead of asking for
Yeah, I'll pay you back tomorrow.
No,
yeah,
won't.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Thomas had ass.
Like my ass.
Oh, my God.
What?
Like,
my brother's been saving up his money. He's like allergic to spending shit.
Whenever I get money, there's a hole burning in my pocket.
I know. Same thing.
Cannot English. So I could blow $500 in 10 minutes, man.
Just bring me the mall. Everybody's gone.
That's different
for me. Limeridge Mall is shit though. Oh fuck.
Well,
Limeridge Mall is shit. We live in Hamilton.
And I'm broke as hell.
If you didn't know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, who's not broke right now?
Everyone's kind of broke in Hamilton except for this area.
Yeah.
But then, because people in this area just get their parents to buy stuff.
Yeah. Ask Thomas. My area is shit.
Oh my God.
Some dude tried to trade a hash brown for a bogey.
Oh my God.
Me, Thomas, and my friend Drake, we were walking down the street and some dude comes up to...
You guys have met Drake before. He was on the last podcast.
Yeah. So me, Thomas, and Drake, we were at my house and we were walking down the street. Some ghetto ass guy comes up in like a True Religion hat, True Religion jeans, a bunch of fake change from like fucking SupremePatty.com or something.
Yeah.
He rolls up to swipe up to get iced up, and then this kid rolls up to some like, I'd say like 40-year-old Indian dude, and he's like, "Yo, you want this hash brown for a smoke?" And he was like, "What?" And then he just left.
With the accent, though, right?
Yeah. Was he high prior to coming up to?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Indian, not to be racist and all. So, I went to my dad's work for taking kids to school at work day.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was actually fun.
I went with my aunt to Toronto at TD.
Oh, wow. So, I went there. So, there was an Indian person.
Yeah.
Like an actual Indian person.
Like full Indian?
Huh?
Full Indian?
Like it looks like a full Indian.
Do you think an accent and everything?
Just wait for this part. So, once she said a word, you know what her accent was? British.
What?
British.
Well, yeah, the British invaded India, so I guess they could be
Yo,
British
that thrown me off so bad. I was like, what?
But yeah, I've seen Indian people with British accents.
I have never seen that before, and I turned it to my dad, like, he knows what I'm thinking. He told me, like, yeah, that he was thrown in half, too. That was actually pretty hilarious.
So,
alright, back on topic.
What was our topic?
School year.
Thomas, how was your school year, man?
Yeah, come here.
My English teacher was a bitch.
Oh.
We try not to swear. Sorry, excuse my language.
Keep it PG here, you know.
PG.
We only dropped one F-bomb so far.
Yeah, and then one B word now. Every class went great instead of English.
English isn't my strong point either.
Yeah, I failed that. Me and Luke, and I passed. I shouldn't have passed French, but I did. She passed me. It was pretty nice.
I don't know if
Shout out to Miss Curto.
Here's a funny thing with me in French. So I had academic French.
That's
why. And then before exams I had a 92. After exams, I went down to 85.
Oh,
jeez.
So you
basically bombed
Yeah, I bombed the exam. But I didn't give a fuck. I still passed.
That's literally
Evan
it.
Never swears. This is
Evan,
brand
oh
new.
God,
Evan, PG, buddy.
We just got
mad at Thomas. God damn.
I had to let that one out. I had to let that one out.
It's okay. Evan doesn't swear. We'll allow that one.
Yeah, there's no other way to describe this Knox other than the B word, so.
Today was the last day of exam, too.
I didn't even go, man.
Yeah, I had my English exam today. It was.
I had my science exam yesterday and my French one on Thursday.
I had my math one on Thursday and Tuesday I had my geography. That's it. Geography was actually pretty easy. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, every boyfriend the first semester was stressing about it. It was so hard.
I know.
I haven't studied once in my life. That's not even a joke.
I got a fill-in class for geography, so...
the GLS class,
the
yeah.
GLS class is Nikki, so I...
Yeah, but there are two other dumbass friends, Nikki and Charlie.
How was your school year, Miles? Get up here, buddy.
It's absolutely terrible.
Why is that? Explain to us. Don't say your grade. We intend to
send a lot. My grades. No, I'm kidding. It's just the teachers, that's all. They're really annoying.
Who was your teacher?
Mr. G.
Oh.
You don't know.
She's a new
teacher. I'm having the same teacher next year, and I'm having the grade.
That even sucks.
Yeah, and I'm having the grade 7 next year.
You can take it from me, Miles will understand. Our elementary school principal was so bad.
Yeah.
He is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Cedric knows, too.
Yes,
he went to my elementary school.
I remember I got in trouble for bouncing a tennis ball outside.
Are you serious?
By my principal.
We got in trouble because one of our friends was selling those... poppers?
Oh wait, no,
wow.
the slime.
Not slime.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so I don't know if any of you guys know, but you know the cherry bombs where you get like little paper things we throw when they like a little pop because they gunpowder and rocks. They poppers are like cherry bombs.
I remember when you hid two of those under my carpet.
Oh, it's the funniest thing. We put them under carpet. Someone steps on it, it just pops.
The amount of time our friend bought us for it, we gave him money for it too, because
because he had a connection. I bought so much. There's
so
much.
Yeah,
they
bought so much. They throw it in a freaking locker area. Some of them throw it in a classroom. Some of them throw it in a bathroom too.
They probably thought it was a school shooting.
No, we got in trouble by the principal. I didn't get any.
Well, that's justified.
Yeah, but still,
kind of.
This is kind of funny though.
Didn't Eric have those?
I think our friend
yeah.
Eric was the one who was selling them.
Yeah, he was
here, our plug
dealer. He was a plug.
The cherry bomb dealer.
Yeah, we have like a slime dealer, a popper dealer, and like that's it. Actually, that's
elementary crackheads.
I remember.
Yeah, vaping was even that big in elementary school.
Vaping is retarded now.
Nowadays, well, yeah.
Nowadays, but
as he hits one.
The start of the first semester was like the biggest deal.
Yeah, everybody's asking, you got juice? Anybody got juice?
I don't like vaping. I don't like it. I find it really ridiculous. I don't know why. I find it...
Okay, I can't take it. You're such a fiend. Your dad won't hear this. No, you won't.
As I hit one. So, yeah, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening. This has been Luke,
Evan,
and Cedric.
This is Bromance Burrito, Season 1, Episode 3.